Our gospel reading this morning is taken from the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verses 23 through 29. Jesus answered him, "Those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but is from the Father who sent me. I have said these things to you while I am still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, I am going away, and I am coming to you. If you loved me, you would be going to my Father, because the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it occurs, so that when it does occur, you may believe." Let us pray. Gracious God, we thank you for your word. We thank you that we believe. We believe that Christ is our Savior. He died, he was buried, and he rose again for the sins of the world. And we thank you that when we accept that for our lives, that you have promised us your Holy Spirit, which will lead us and guide us. Lord, I pray your Holy Spirit has led me as I have prepared this message. I pray that it truly is your message for each of us here today. I pray this in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Since coming to Tyrone, I frequent Burger King and Sheetz way too much. Not as much as Gardner's. I think I was at Gardner's 3 times this week, but I frequent them way more than I should. How many of you have ever been in Sheetz or Burger King? Do you ever wonder why they have those things that look like they're corralling animals to get to the counter? I think to myself, what are the purpose of this, and who came up with this genius idea to corral us? Well, we might not see here in Tyrone where that is beneficial in Burger King or in Sheetz, but where we would see it being beneficial is somewhere like Disney World. It creates this illusion. It creates an illusion that there are 10 feet of people seem to get on the ride when really there may be 100 feet of people waiting in that line. So after standing in that line for a while to get on that ride at Disney World, the reality sets in. You come to realize that your wait is going to be much longer than you first thought. How long is it going to be for us to realize that the church is not what it once was? There was a time when people walked into the church building. That is no longer the reality that you and I live in. When are we going to realize the number of persons who are in need of healing because of fractured and broken relationships? One example of that, relationships that are broken from divorce. Not only does it affect the two people who had the divorce, but if there were children, there are children who are affected by that, and it even affects extended family. The reality is there are many more people in broken relationships than you and I would like to Bible College. This coming week, or I'm sorry, 2 weeks, will be graduation. Go to a high school graduation and see how many children are from intact families. I think you'll be very surprised. The reality is there are people who need to know the love that Jesus Christ has for them. They need to know in a broken relationship or in their own brokenness that there is a God who loves them unconditionally. A God who sent his son into the world to die on a cross and be buried, to rise again that we may have eternal life. Another reality that I think we have come to ignore is the reality of discrimination. We often discriminate without us even realizing it. This month at the borough council meeting, someone came to speak on behalf of Joe the saxophone player. How many of you know Joe? How many of you have seen Joe around of playing his saxophone? If you're in Tyrone at all, you probably have encountered him, whether it be on the street or in the park or wherever, but Joe loves to go out and play his saxophone. If you're not aware, Joe has been cited for criminal activity for playing his saxophone on the street. People have cited that he at 7:30 in the morning. I'm not that. People have called and complained, and he's playing the saxophone at 10 o'clock in the morning because of those who work shift work, and it has awakened them. People have called and complained, and he has been cited for playing his trumpet too loud because it is just a disturbance to people. With you, when I moved to Tyrone, I had several people about Joe. But if you know Joe at all, you know that there are some imbalance issues there. But this is my question. Would people feel differently if that was Kenny playing his saxophone on the street? Would they call and complain about a 7:30 saxophone being played or a 10 a.m. saxophone being played? See, sometimes I think that we don't even realize our prejudice. The reality is we are called to love all persons, regardless of what a challenge that may be. We are called to love those to love. We are called to love everyone. Just as our little children told us last week, love one another. Love one another. We live in a world where we seem to be stretched and pulled and challenged in so many ways that it's hard for us to live into that reality. It's hard for us to love one another. For some reason, we tend to even have a hard time living in our own reality, of living in our own world, our own private world. We sometimes have difficulty living into the reality that we are a broken people. It's hard for us to face the reality when things in our lives are not perfect. When things in our families are broken. When relationships are strained. Why do you think that is? Why do you think it's so hard for us to live into the reality of our brokenness? Why is it hard for us to admit that we are broken? Is it because we're afraid of what others will think of us if we admit where we are broken? Is it because as a Christian we want to put on this face that everything in our world is perfect, because isn't that how it's supposed to be for the Christian? So we need to remember that we are living with the one who heals our brokenness. And we will be broken until the day we are made whole, when we meet him face to face. So what do we do in the meantime? How do we live with the reality that we are a broken people? We have to change our way of thinking. We have to remember that God created each and every one of us, and he isn't finished. And he won't be finished with us until he calls us home. What we need to remember is what Christ has done for us and what Christ continues to do for us. He continues to heal us in our brokenness as only he knows how. How many of us discriminate against another person? I would say I don't discriminate. However, let me ask you this. How many of you have a completely handicapped accessible house? No one? Does that mean that you're discriminating against handicapped people? I don't think so. This is what the reality is. If we don't have a completely handicapped house, it's probably because we don't need it, right? And so for us, at least the majority of people, unless there is a situation in our own lives or in the life of someone we know and love, we find it hard to understand reality. Not because we're discriminating against them. Just like we don't have completely handicapped accessible homes, not because we're discriminating against the handicapped, but because it's not something we necessarily know in our own lives. Too often it's hard for us to love people because we've not experienced. Lived into reality and what we don't know firsthand, we don't know. And when we react out of what we know. But that's not what Jesus told us. Jesus didn't say, those you understand. Love those whose situation you understand. Love everyone, to even love our enemies. If there are no buts, there are no ands, we are just love. And we are told in our scripture this, whoever keeps his word, God will love them. They will be him. They will be at home with him. But whoever does not keep his word, those who do not love Jesus, his words were given to him by God the Father. The one who created the entire world, the one who created you, me, and the Joes of the world. What about the church? reality of God's church here on earth. Well, there are varying questions because people have very different realities. That's why we have so many different Christian denominations, because we interpret and think differently. One believes that Scripture says we must be immersed for baptism, while another says the interpretation is we only have to be sprinkled. One tells us that those who can call on the name of Jesus will be saved, while another tells us God has already chosen those who will be saved. See, the difference in denominations in our faith is often how we interpret God's word and how people use that to support their belief. Right now in our beloved United Methodist Church, we are looking at that. We are looking in the interpretation of Scripture. Some say it's very clear. God's words, man shall not lie with man, and a woman should not lie with woman. And I support that 100%. Scripture also says, do not wear clothes made of two different fabrics. Do you check all of your clothing and make sure that they are not made of two different fabrics before you buy them and put them on your body? The Bible also says rebellious children should be stoned to death. How many of you are going to take a rebellious child out into the streets and stone them to death? Jesus says, don't store up for yourselves treasures on earth. How many of us? See, this is where reality apart. Sometimes we pick and choose the reality of the Scriptures that we want to support instead of supporting all of Scripture. In Revelation this morning, the words that we heard were of John telling us a vision of the New Jerusalem. And what it is that he is inviting all of us. John looked and saw what was to be the river, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb through the middle street of the city. On either side of that river is the tree of life, producing all kinds of fruits, and fruit for every month. And the leaves of that tree of the nations. God's love is powerful. Jesus won the victory when he rose from that. God reached across the abyss of human alienation and he brought healing and renewal to the world. This is what John saw, and it was factual. And it already happened. Then he saw what was to be. John used his words very carefully. And the reason for that is because it's a continuous action. The New Jerusalem is coming because God is always coming to people. God is always coming to make something new through the blood of Jesus Christ. God is always coming. Who are you? In other words, it was, it is, and Christ for all eternity. That's what is real, my friends. Christ came down. He came that you and I may have hope. He came to the world with hope. He came so that lives could be transformed. He came so that people could be made new creations. So let's all be honest. We're all in need of that healing, aren't we? All in individual. And that healing can come when we give our brokenness to the one who can piece us back together. The one who can heal us so that we can tell the stories of how it is that he has touched our lives. Let's be real about looking at the community of faith. A sign of God who is with us and continues to work here on earth as we share that good news and as we minister to those who do not yet know him. God's love for every human being, regardless of how different they are. This is what I would like us to do. In this present moment, in this, and in our present lives, I would like to see our brokenness. I would like us to give our brokenness to God right now in this moment. You can do so in your pew. Welcome to come to the altar. The altar is every week. But I'd like us to give our brokenness to the Lord so that he can begin to bring healing in that area of our lives. I'd like us to be open to receive God's Holy Spirit in a way that will allow us to be his hands and his feet. Hands and feet that bridge the gap of broken world. And I'd like for us, we leave this place, to go to some as if they have no hope and tell about the Jesus, the one and only Savior of the world. I'd like to pray and love someone who is very different than us. I would like us to go forth and extend grace and forgiveness to who has hurt us. Remember, it's our hands and our hearts to show the New Jerusalem to other people. It is through our hands healing can come because of what Christ has done for us. It's when we show love to the broken and the bleeding of the world, they may come to know God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit. This is the reality of the church on earth, that we love one another. Amen.